This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We got the update on 79 in Washington County. Things seem to be slowly getting back to normal after a landslide there on the 79 North, just around Racetrack Road near the casino and the Meadows. And breaking news in the Caribbean.
Actually, it's in the North Atlantic, Larry, where the seizure of this oil tanker has taken place. It's a Venezuela-linked oil tanker. The military now confirming that they have seized it for sanctions violations. They also had a federal court warrant, and they've been following this tanker since last month. It typically carries Venezuelan crude oil, and it says here in this CBS story that we have that Russia's Maritime Register of Shipping lists this tanker as being ported out of Sochi. Where they had the Olympics, remember?
Yes.
Sochi. It's off the western coast of the Black Sea. So obviously this oil is headed for Russia. In fact, the Russian military asked to leave this thing alone. And they had a submarine and other naval vessels deployed to escort this tanker as the U.S. was following. So it wasn't just in the vicinity. They were escorting it, according to a couple of U.S. officials who confirmed that fact. For us this morning.
I didn't realize it had gotten that far.
Wow. I mean, that could have gotten bad.
So for those that don't know, there is a direct link between Venezuela and Russia for this reason.
Right, and Cuba, yeah, and China.
And Russia has been, because of the war in Ukraine of the last 3 years, has been part of sanctions from other countries.
Right, so they're getting their oil from Venezuela, and an entire large crude oil tanker has been stopped. It was headed for Russia, apparently.
Which, if you recall, the face-to-face meeting in Alaska that Donald Trump had with Vladimir Putin seemed like there might be real progress in the war in Ukraine. But now, this is one of a factor, I think, that's going to create more of a division.
No question, Larry. And I would also say that part of this is called a shadow fleet. These tankers that are taking the oil from Venezuela and also Iran as well. You know, Iran is under sanctions, and so they're trying to market their oil on the, I guess you could call it the black market if you want to the Russians as well. So, yeah. I guess they have seized it, and they're not reporting any casualties or any action to make, any kind of military action. So
my question is, if you've seen these tankers,
they're gigantic.
And what do you do now?
Well, and here's the thing. I'm sure they'll sail it to the United States and offload it, probably, or ask the Venezuelans to sell it like they're doing with the announcement that the president made yesterday that they're going to sell 30 to 50, million gallons or barrels of oil that has been seized up to this point. At market prices, they'll sell it to the United States, and then the president says that they'll send the revenue, split it up between the U.S. and the Venezuelans. So Anyway, it is. There are so many tentacles now on this story, and this Venezuela story is no longer isolated to just Venezuela. We really have a number of foreign entanglements now, especially with the seizure of the ship.
And this will be added, no doubt, to the conversation that is supposed to take place with the Senate and House gathering first at 10 o'clock for the Senate, the House at 11:30, with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Attorney General Pam Bondi, CIA Director John Ratcliffe, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Dan Kane, all addressing our lawmakers on the status of the situation in Venezuela and, quote, in the Western Hemisphere. I wonder if that conversation will in part include talk about taking over Greenland.
Yeah, how could it not at this point? The discussion is about U.S. foreign policy.
So we'll no doubt hear about that later on this afternoon and keep it on KDKA for updates. Coming up, a lot of people are asking, Paul, what are the possibilities for the Steelers should they beat the Texans? An interesting conversation, and I want to share what Coach Mike Tomlin said yesterday in his weekly press conference about Aaron Rodgers, and then on the defensive side, about Cam Hayward. We'll do that coming up after weather and traffic next. Comes to January, and you think maybe Steelers football season will be over, but it isn't. And not only that, they won the AFC North in dramatic fashion on Sunday night at Acrisure Stadium, and you get a home game, the first one in 5 years.
I think the last game of the season is a really good encapsulation of the whole season on a game-by-game basis. You had the first half in which things weren't looking so good.
Right.
And then you had the second half. They shut Derrick Henry down, and Aaron Rodgers came up big. Calvin Austin caught a couple of huge passes, right? And then it all comes down to the end, and who knew what was going to happen? And it turned out that, and I think that might be, hopefully, you know, it's not, but it might be the case the rest of the way for the Steelers. I mean, it's been that way all year. You don't know which side of the coin you're getting.
Well, they're underdogs again, 3.5 points at home, which is unusual. But that said, Lamar Jackson did make a difference in the game. He made some huge plays with his top receiver, Zay Flowers. And Coach Mike Tomlin was asked yesterday why the defense gave up those big plays where the receiver was wide, wide open.
We certainly took some schematic risk in an effort to minimize Lamar's talents in the game. And I think we suffered the consequences from that at times. We overplayed maybe some design runs, and we put ourselves in some thinned out coverage circumstances. But that's what you do when you're playing and plan to win. In the analysis of it, we'd probably do it again, to be quite honest with you. That's the type of challenges that guys like him put you in terms of decision making. But certainly we've been in the stadium against those guys a bunch, and we just felt like we couldn't allow him to run wild. When you do that, you got multiple problems. And so we chose a hill to die on, if you will, thankfully. We didn't, although they did hit some big plays on us, particularly in possession down moments where we were allocating the appropriate number of people to minimize the design run component of his talents and their schematics.
What?
You know, Larry, some of what he's saying makes sense to me in this way. In the fourth quarter, for example, when the Ravens scored that touchdown on that pass, I mean, they were just this close to sacking Lamar.
Right.
Because they devoted the resources to do that Tomlin is talking about. And apparently they were bringing up the safeties closer, to contain Lamar in case he broke loose from there. I guess that's what happened.
I think we should get Aaron's analysis.
Let's have the X's and O's, Aaron.
If I could do it even half the way Mike Tomlin does.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. There are moments where you channel some of what he's able to do. It's impressive.
Thank you. I just say what's right off the top of the dome. Sometimes it makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't.
With the collective here at KDK. That said, now on the defense, your team captain, Cam Hayward, is somebody who's played at a higher level than maybe a lot of people anticipated. And Coach Tomlin was asked about, what about the captain and also being part of that tush push with his brother Connor.
He's had a special career. It needs no endorsement from me. He displays why it's special, not only every weekend, but every day. He is a Steeler through and through. He just is. I just saw him a few minutes ago in there taking care of himself, getting ready for the week. He cares hard, got big shoulders. He wants the responsibility of leading. He got trained by some awesome men a football generation ago. I love having reunion weekends and seeing Cam's former teammates here. I love messing with him that way. But those middle-aged guys like Casey Hampton and Brett Kiesel and Aaron Smith, they view Cam's career with great pride because they were impactful in terms of his growth and development. And it's cool from their perspective to watch him do it with young guys like Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black, for example.
And final note from Coach Tomlin is about Aaron Rodgers. He was asked about kind of, you know, letting Aaron be Aaron, and he agreed.
I just think if you're going to get the best out of someone, particularly someone that's in a leadership position, they got to do it in a natural way in their voice. You know, you're cutting their leadership legs out from under them when you're asking them to be somebody they're not or to not do things in a real natural and organic sort of way. So I think it's negligent to ask him to be anything other than himself.
Boom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Let Aaron be Aaron. He's got the experience, right? He knows what he's doing. And he proved that in that fourth quarter in particular with the season on the line.
Yeah, the story is that he was unable to get the play that preceded the touchdown. He couldn't get the play from the sideline, if I understand it correctly. And then he looks at Calvin Austin to say, you know, what do you think we might do here? What are you up for? A couple of the offensive linemen chime in and say, go cook him, meaning the cornerback from the Ravens. And boy, did he. I mean, he broke both of his ankles. I mean, the move that he put on him, and he was wide open after the guy, you know, stumbled.
He put a move on him that made him stumble.
Exactly.
And that was, he was so wide open, it's like, you can't miss him. And
so they drew up to play in the dirt, if I have it right, which I love.
Well, there was an issue with the, you know, they have communications. Aaron, did you know he has a receiver? And up until 15 seconds before the play clock ends, the offensive coordinator calls in the play to the quarterback. They also have one. They have a green dot on the back of their helmets. There's two players, one on offense, one on defense, that has this capability. But it wasn't working for a while.
I'll never understand how quickly. I think when I was having a conversation with my dad or Vinny and they were breaking that down for me, it does blow my mind. You have to be quick, kind of analyzing whatever said to them and then launching into action.
Yeah, I mean, they only have, you know, what is it, 45 seconds between plays, Larry?
At best, sometimes yeah. It's not even that much.
Right.
But it's pretty impressive. So we're going to, I have gone to the KDK Radio Vault. So over the next few days, I have discovered some, I've collected these for 25 years. These are fight songs that people have submitted.
Here we go. Including Here We Go, right?
Well, Here We Go with Roger Wood. He's come out with another one. We'll have that for you. tomorrow in the show. But let's see.
Yeah, I wonder who he names in the new one, because there's always some players' names in them, right?
Right. That's part of it. It goes way back. Mm. And, of course, the original one is, which they the Steelers use now.
What did you say, 30 years or around that now that they've been doing this? Here we go.
You might be right, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm looking for the Jimmy Pohl one, right? That's the original. Anyway, I did find one just to wet your whistle.
By the way, the first one was in 1994. Wow. Here we go. So you're right.
There you go. You getting the five, Aaron?
Love it.
Yeah, Steeler. We'll share some of those. That this town does get pumped up, and I think extra pumped since it's been five seasons since hosting a Steelers playoff game. And on a Monday night, I don't think the Steelers have ever played a playoff game on a Monday night. So a lot going on here in the Berg. And coming up 10 until 2, Marty Griffin will check in with Marty in just a few minutes, see what he's working on today. Meanwhile, first time we've had a chance to reconnect with Marty's wife, Christine. Christine Sorensen, anchorwoman, KDK-TV. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Larry.
I know it's been, what, a few weeks since we've been together. It seems
has.
Like a long time.
Yeah, I was very lucky to have two whole weeks off. I'm refreshed and ready.
And that's rare in television.
It is. It is. We're very lucky to have seniority and really enjoyed the holidays. So it was wonderful. I hope other people had a good holiday.
And as you know, Marty and I were talking yesterday about the excitement of when the Steelers win, dramatic fashion, get into the playoffs. The whole city is lifted. Have you noticed that? And he said you're... Daughters are big fans.
They are. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They weren't when they were little, but I think they, as you get older, you kind of get wrapped up in the excitement of feeling the whole city, you know, enjoying and getting excited about the Steelers for sure.
Well, we'll see what happens Monday night against the Houston Texans. Meanwhile, a lot of people set New Year resolutions and want to do things, at least find ways to be better.
Yes. And you know, one way we can all be better is as parents. And trust me, I have so many things to work on. Marty can attest to that as a parent. He has to do a lot of the things that I'm not good at, but it's a work in progress. And I think that's the key, is like recognizing where your weaknesses are and your strengths are, and then working on those weaknesses. So, you know, so many people set goals this time of year, and you may not be thinking of parenting as one of your areas to improve on or think about as a goal. But we have a really cool article at kidsburg.org about a dad who uses something called the 3% rule. Now, traditionally, this is in business, where CEOs, they say, make 3% of the decisions, the ones that matter the most. Well, he translated this into parenting and said, you know, his kids always say, you always say no, you always say no. Well, he says no about 3% of the time, he figured. But really, what is important about saying no is that it's about boundaries. And boundaries are love in disguise. And he kind of breaks down why that is. And that helped me, because I'm not very good about saying no to the kids. And so I think these are, you know, with whether your goal as a parent is something you need to work on, is maybe saying no to the kids or setting boundaries, giving them some parameters, whether it's that, you know, this will give you some inspiration. Or we have a podcast that we did in January of last year with life coach Marlene Boaz about setting goals with the kids, teaching them how to set goals as well. So there's a lot of different ways you can use some of our tools at kidsburg.org.
Is she related to the Boaz we see on Pittsburgh Today Life?
No, I think, wait, is Boaz, is that his first name? Yeah, it is Boaz Frankel.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just heard Boaz. It
took me a minute.
I know that he moved here with his wife. They were searching for a place to live, came from the West Coast, and settled in Pittsburgh. So just curious.
No, he's fantastic. I love Boaz.
All right, the 3% rule, one father's lesson becomes a family legacy. That's part of kidsburg.org. And now we turn our attention to the kitchen.
Yes. Okay. Everybody struggles you know, coming home from work or at the end of a long day driving kids around town, how do you get a fresh, healthy meal on the table? I mean, so we know it's important for families to sit together and eat and talk and have that time together. And I never knew there are 10, and maybe there's more, but Kidsburg has specific information on 10 Pittsburgh-based meal services that can save you time and stress. So this isn't like, I mean, they're like HelloFresh or Blue Apron, some of them, but they're all local. So you're supporting local people. You're getting it locally. It's very fresh. Some of them are kits where you make it at home. Some of them are already made and all you have to do is warm it up. Some of them are even frozen. You can keep them in your freezer. But there's so many different kinds with different costs, different locations, different, you know, subscriptions or non-subscriptions. Some are offer gluten-free or organic or, you know, vegetarian. So check it out at kidsburg.org. I think you're going to find one that hopefully might help you and your family.
With prices as low as $7 a meal. And in this day and age,
right,
when you go out with a family, as you and Marty know, it doesn't take long, no matter where you go, to ring up a pretty sizable meal ticket.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. A lot of those national meal kits are cost prohibitive for families. But this one, I think you'll find there's some that are pretty affordable.
You know, it's hard to believe today we're through the first week of January.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
And now a lot of people are saying, OK, we're a little cooped up. We're through the holidays. The kids are back at school. What are some things that people can look forward to do in this month?
Yeah, we have a whole guide of things going on this month. And then each week we kind of pull out even more things going on the week, you know, through the coming week. And this week alone, there are so many fun things, and most of them are free or very low cost. A lot of them are at libraries, like Whitehall Library has a family fun day about the book Molly of Denali. There's a Chatham Baroque presenting music at the Southside Library, free yoga at the Aviary, a Pokemon party, Ryan the amazing clown. So many fun things. And then I also just want to point everybody to the Frick Environmental Center, because they have unbelievable winter programming. And you might think, oh, it's like an outdoor place, you know, for spring or summer, early fall. But they have so much cool stuff going on in the winter. Many of it you can do inside if it's not nice out. This weekend on Sunday, it's Rockin' with Rocks. And it's all free. So check out kidsburg.org. Get on our newsletter so you get the info right to your inbox and you'll be the first to know.
It is an online treasure. Again, kidsburg.org. Christine, you sticking around to be with Marty?
I'll be here with Marty from 10 to 11 and then on KDKA-TV from 4 to 6.
Anchorwoman, good to see you again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.